Chapter 30. Rose-blushed skies and scattered creamy cloud banks softened the western horizon with early evening. 20 seasoned otters, armed with slings and light javelins, dog-trotted tirelessly on, their footpaws thrumming over the flatlands, grim-faced and silent. Skipper and Boorab led the column. The otter chieftain took a bearing from the low-slung sun.
Chin up, Ducko. We'll make it to the abbey by nightfall.
The hare's breathing was ragged. He had not slept since he left Redwall, but stubbornly he fought the weariness that threatened to overwhelm him. Skipper could not help but notice his plight.
You drop out and take a blow, mate. Carry on when you're rested.
Boorab picked up his pace, snorting defiantly.
Never, sir. Officer never lies down and naps on a mission, what? We'll enter the blinking abbey together, side by jolly side.
Skipper's eyes were never still when he and his crew were on the move. He was constantly reading the land ahead and to both sides. The otter's roving gaze fixed on a bright glinting object, ahead and slightly south. At first, he took it for a flame. But as he drew closer, he recognised it as a metal object reflecting the reddening sun rays. He veered a point, taking his contingent in its direction.
Over there, mates. Keep your javelins ready. At the double.
Boorab dropped behind slightly, then found himself in the centre of the crew, supported by 2 burly females who rushed him along.
Let your footpaws go loose, matey. We'll do the running.
Skipper was first at the scene, and his keen eyes took it all in at a glance. Death had visited the flatlands. The weasel ephora lay slain, mouth lolling open, sightless eyes staring at the sky. Tag sat slumped nearby, a broken arrow protruding from his chest. His head was bowed, but he still held on to the sword of Martin the Warrior, the blade pointing over his shoulder, resting against his cheek. Boorab joined Skipper and surveyed the tableau gravely.
By thunder, sir! Now that's what I call a warrior, what?
Skipper reconstructed what had taken place from the tracks and bloodstains round about.
The weasel ain't carrying bow and arrows. This big feller, the tattooed otter, that broken shaft's been in him a while. See, the weasel's wounds are much fresher.
He called to one of his crew who was tracking further forward.
Which way did they come?
The otter jerked a paw over his shoulder.
Back that way, Skip. Probably from the Redwall direction.
Skipper picked up the broken halves of Ephora's spear.
The way I sees it is that the otter chased this weasel clear from the abbey. That's a big, strong weasel, but he couldn't outrun the otter, even though our friend here had taken an arrow right in his chest. This otter chased the weasel almost a league. Aye, and caught the vermin too. I don't know how we did it, but a terrible fight took place here. That otter slew the weasel, then sat himself down and held the sword up. 'Tis an old trick. The sun shines off in the blade, like a signal to let your mates know where you are. But no beast came. So the otter died there, sitting up holding Martin's sword alongside his dead enemy. But how did he come to be carrying the great sword of Redwall?
Skipper Nelson tried to pry the weapon loose from Tag's grasp.
Like you say, Boorab, here's what you call a warrior. I can't budge the blade from his paws, and I ain't no weaklet. By the roaring river, this bucko's still alive.
Tag lifted his head a fraction, one eye flickering half open.
Joska, leave me alone. Now.
Then he slumped over, still gripping the sword.